everybody, and welcome back to the Lord It Solicitors podcast. Today I am joined by Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Ellis.
Good morning. So Laura is currently in our intellectual property department. She's a trainee with us, moving very quickly towards being qualified. It's just around the corner. So today we are going to chat about a couple of different types of intellectual property, trademarks and copyright. What are we going to explain, Laura, to everybody?
So I think it will be important to outline the difference between the two because it's a common misconception or a lot of confusion can sometimes arise as to any potential overlaps and what can be what can provide more protection for whatever it is somebody is trying to protect in regards to their intellectual property. So it's definitely important to outline the difference between the two because they are there to protect different things and they operate in different ways.
Yeah, definitely. We get a lot of people ring up and say, I want to protect my copyright, and actually they mean trademarks or vice versa. I think it's just where the terms are used in media so often, it's quite easy to confuse them. But there is definitely a difference. So, would you like to start by explaining what trademarks are there to protect?
Yes, of course. So, a trademark is there to protect a brand name or a logo or a slogan or even a product name, and it grants you as the owner the power to stop anybody else from using that mark, whether it's identical or highly similar, and again in the same or a similar industry to that of your registered trademark. I would just like to, I think, start with saying as well that one of the main differences is that the trademarks is a registered right, in contrast to copyright, which does not require active registration, so it's an unregistered right. As mentioned, the trademark requires active registration with the UK Intellectual Property Office. It's a right that can be renewed indefinitely. It has to be renewed every 10 years. In contrast, copyright does arise automatically. However, in order for this right to arise, the work must satisfy some requirements. So that means that the work must be original. It must also have been the effort of some skill and craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the law states that it must also be recorded or fixated in some format. So whether that's a video recording, whether that's something that's been typed up, a film, a broadcast, there's various different ways to do that in. So copyright applies more so in the scenarios to musical, dramatic, literary, I can never say that word, and artistic works. So, for example, it would be much more appropriate to protect the lyrics of a song, for example, with a copyright.
Mm-hmm.
And in relation to trademarks are there to protect the brand name. That's not necessarily something copyright can protect, because copyright views the fact that, for example, one or two words, there's not enough skill or labor or effort or enough originality to grant it that protection just based on one or two words.
Copyright needs substance. Copyright is there to protect the expression of an idea rather than the idea itself. So I always use this example, and I'm sure I've used it in previous podcasts. A story about a magical boy who realizes he's a wizard isn't protected by copyright, but the Harry Potter books are.
That's definitely a very good example of it. So it doesn't protect the idea itself. There is no really intellectual property that can protect your idea.
No, because ideas aren't sort of a, they don't have a form. It's just sort of a thing. So you have to express it in some way for it to then be protected. There are unregistered trademark rights, aren't they? But they shouldn't be confused with copyright. Unregistered trademark rights are built through use, and they should be solidified by a registration, as Laura explained, registering your trademark with the Intellectual Property Office. But again, the sort of substance is different. So unregistered trademark rights, like registered trademark rights, are there to protect a brand, a product name, a slogan, an identifier. It's probably the easiest way of explaining it, whereas copyright is there to protect a work, a sort of a substantial piece of work that's been created and has had that reasonable care and skill put into it.
Yeah, agreed. And I would say that leads us on nicely to discussing the infringement there as well.
Yeah.
So we do sometimes have inquiries saying, has my work been infringed? This has happened. And in most cases, it's always important to know what constitutes infringement, to know whether you need to get in contact with and get some legal assistance from somebody if you think that your work has been infringed. So in relation to copyright, in order to enforce your rights, you have to prove that you're the genuine owner of those works. And if somebody else does try to or has copied, that is actually the first element, is that the work must be copied.
Yeah.
And it must be copied in whole or in a substantial part of it. So yes, that would, again, substantial part doesn't necessarily mean, say, 80% of the text needs to be copied. It might mean the main part of the text, the soul and like the heart of whatever the work is.
Yeah, it's quality, not quantity.
Yes, it's quantitative measure. So yes, though it's hard to, I would say, give an example on this one. It would be quite specific to each case.
It would, yeah. I mean, it's probably a little bit easier to explain with songs. So, for example, if you had a 4-minute song, but you copied that really famous sort of intro that everyone recognises immediately, yes, as being that song, then that would be substantial enough.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's a very good example to put it into context. And, I mean, in contrast with trademarks, there can be different ways that infringement can occur. But essentially, it's when somebody else tries to register or is already using an identical or highly similar mark to that of your registered mark, and that is usually going to be in identical goods or services or similar goods or services. There is also a law that can protect you if it's any goods or services.
Mm-hmm.
So that does grant you quite a lot of protection there as well. But yes, those are just some of the things to kind of outline the difference between the two.
Yeah.
And it's just important to know what each one protects, because you can't protect, for example, your brand name with copyright, and you can't trademark a whole lyrics to a song, for example.
Yeah, they're the existence of them both is there for a reason. There's a reason why they're different, because they cover different things. Like you're saying with the infringement, trademark infringement is what we call a monopoly right. So it's sort of, if you put it in the context of the game, it gives you sort of full control over who uses your mark, whether they use a similar mark. It's sort of quite far reaching, whereas copyright just provides you the right to stop anyone from copying it.
Mm-hmm.
So the similarity aspect doesn't really come into play. You need an element of sort of direct copying, like you say, whether that's a part or the whole of it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to sort of be identical, and there has to be some match there. So trademarks are a stronger right, as normally registered rights are, but they do protect different things. So if you ever want to run through this again or talk more about how to protect your intellectual property, then please do get in touch with us. We're more than happy to run through that and provide you with a plan as to how we can help you protect your intellectual property and the work that you work so hard to create. So thank you, Laura. Thank you so much for joining me. Laura and I, as well as the rest of the team, are always on hand to answer any of your questions. And I'm sure we will be in your ears again soon. So thank you, Laura. It's a pleasure to speak.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, everybody. Me.